This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you, this part, by G-Code. And I'd like to extend my congratulations to Jesse Lockhart, who is the Kydex Meister at G-Code. He just got promoted to Senior Vice President at G-Code. You can catch all of his really good work. Everything you see is Jesse Lockhart. He had a hand in it. Check it out at tacticalholsters.com. And let me say good morning to WVWI in the Virgin Islands. Good morning, folks. Now then, there's 20,000 gun laws, 20,000 plus gun laws, state, local, and federal, in the United States today. And one of the things you keep hearing us say on the gun rights side is, why don't you just enforce the laws? Because they're always wanting to add new laws. And, we see a lot of instances where they're not enforcing the ones that are on the books, and we have to question why we need one more, two more, three more. Now, they push for more laws because they're not interested in criminals. They're interested in restricting my right, your right, every law-abiding citizen's right to own a gun. They couldn't care less what happens to a criminal or what a criminal does. They might if it happened to them. We know this for a simple reason. There's this publicized case going on right now, and neither the Moms Demand Attention or Everytown or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence or the Brady Bunch or anything at all have anything at all to say about this travesty of justice that has occurred coming out of Milwaukee. And as Alice Cooper said, Milwaukee, the good land. A man charged with 55 counts of buying firearms with fake identification and dealing them without a license has been given probation. Now, let me put this in a context for you. Normally, with a straw purchaser, you're very likely going to, you know, they do occur. They occur on a regular basis. Probably not to that degree. Then you're graduating into the realm of being a gun runner. And this guy was a gun runner. Normally, on that scale, I've only ever seen that with the ATF, although I am certain it happens all other kinds of places, but you only ever see it publicized coming out of the ATF. But here we have U.S. District Judge Rudolph Rinda saying, people kill people, guns don't kill people. So, Dontre Mills, 24, purchased a total of 27 firearms, mostly handguns, between December 2012 and April 2014, and pleaded guilty to one of the charges April 22, 2014, after an ATF investigation. As a result of the conviction, he will never again be able to buy firearms legally. Now, wait a minute. This is 2015. Dontre Mills is 24. Well, I guess he was right, age in 2012. That means he was 21, wouldn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Okay, yeah. That point goes straight out the window. Forget I even said anything. On Wednesday, he was sentenced as part of the plea bargain. Prosecutors agreed with 1 year of probation. Rinda said he recognized the seriousness of the offense and acknowledged the problem of guns winding up in the hands of people who use them to commit violence. But Mills, Randis said, did not come across as a typical defendant because of his good behavior since the charges and his life ambitions, which include becoming a rap musician. While on bail, Mills twice traveled to Los Angeles to work on a film and to pursue his musical aspiration. So apparently Don Trey was using the illegal enterprise of gun running, sort of like a stripper does, to go to medical school. And good Judge Randa likes it. Randa said he'd seen plenty of people facing similar charges who bought firearms for friends and then took no responsibility for their actions. Mills, he said, has accepted responsibility. So you see, what Don Trey was doing was he was just going out, and his friends wanted guns, so he'd go out and buy them guns and give them the guns. There were 55 counts. Here's the travesty of justice, okay? He got 1 year of probation for the 55 counts he was charged with. 1 year of probation. Each count is good for 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine per count. Instead of 550 years in prison and nearly $14 million in fines, Judge Randa sentenced Mills to probation for putting dozens of guns in the hands of violent criminals. He got 1 year probation because he wants to be a rapper. He's showing upward mobility. He's gone to L.A. What was he doing going out of Milwaukee on bail? Shouldn't that, I mean, I've never been on bail, so I don't even know how that works. If you're on bail, aren't you sort of, or do you just have to, you're only violating bail if you're not there on your court date? Does that make you upstanding if you show up for your court date? This is the issue. This is the problem. If they're not going to treat criminals like criminals in court, real criminals, 55 counts of gun running, worth 555 or 550 years and $14 million in fines, he gets a 1 year probation. That's some plea bargaining. This kid had a good lawyer. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, take this and let's say contrast this. I don't know what the race of young Don Trey was, okay? Despite his name, I don't know if he was white or black. Let's take this and contrast this with Stephen Lamont Josie. Out of New Jersey, wanted to be a cop, was a security guard, had a gun, got arrested for the gun, had to get a pardon from Chris Christie. Now he can be a cop again. Everything's falling back, but he can't get his gun back. Or let's contrast that with Shanine Allen, the young mother, single mother of two, who thought she lived in the United States and drove into New Jersey and said very brightly when she was pulled over for making an illegal lane change, yes, officer, by the way, I have my concealed carry permit and my gun with me. Do you need to see it? She was facing 10 years in prison. Gun control is not about criminals. It's about penalizing me and you. If you don't believe that, look at these things as they really are, and then get back to me. Gun control is aimed at you. You who have done nothing. You who your only crime is you own a gun, which is codified in the Constitution. That makes you a target. You are in the crosshairs. And there's lots and lots of us out there. We're lots of targets. It's a target-rich environment. 134 million of us. They want us either to die out or get murdered or something like that. Because they're tolerant. And they're looking for diversity. Unless you own a gun. If you own a gun, you can be a multi-tattooed, have a piercing all over your body, transgendered, black American, and we want you murdered if you own a gun. All the other tickets into the diverse liberal land, they don't mean nothing if you own a gun. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Lock
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their holster line, their ammunition line, their ammunition carriage line, excuse me. The DC-3 line when they decided to hook up with Travis Haley. The Scorpion line when they decided to go in a different direction altogether. And then the combination of the Scorpion line and Tactical Nylon with the Contact series That's the innovation that their modularity affords. This is why this is the only stuff I try to carry when I can. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Good morning at KBDB in Washington State. I'll get it right. I hope that's right. You guys, I wish the people that are listening there, I wish there was more of you, because then you wouldn't have I-594 happening, would you? Anyway, if you find yourself in a situation where you're having to bring your weapon out and you're having to defend yourself, does everybody understand your very first goal in getting into a gun? If you find yourself drawn into a gunfight, what is your first goal? Does everybody understand what that is? Your first goal should be, and had better be, not to get shot. Everything else needs to be pointing in that direction. Everything else you're about to do needs to be with that primary goal in your head. Let's not get shot today. You're going to have to work out a plan of action in the case of this emergency. That should also lead to not getting shot. You need to do this separately for your home and for your business and for your car. You need to have something in mind when you're out there walking around on the street, when you're in the bed, when you're eating your turkey pot pie. Things that you need to consider, things like communications, safe areas, the acquisition of cover, when to fight, when to not fight and run away. This kind of planning is what takes and separates a professional from an amateur. This is why in fire maneuver and small unit tactics you have certain movements that all stem from a concept called overwatch, where you're constantly either leapfrogging forward or you're leapfrogging backwards at an angle called a peeling maneuver. You plan to take the fight to them, and then you plan to control the fight while pulling out of the fight, because you may think you're about to have your head handed to you. That's what sorts the professionals from the amateurs. Planning how to deal in advance with a hostile or emergency situation, if it happens, you'll know what to do and how to react to it. When you go into a place, as an example, when you go into a Starbucks, okay, there's a Starbucks in downtown Greenville. It actually has two entrances and exits, the one I'm talking about. The two entrances and exits, however, are very close to each other. These are the ones available to the customers. So if you're going into the Starbucks and you're in line to buy your beverage, I'm always looking at those doors, because whoever might come in that would be a bad guy is going to come through those doors. Are you thinking like that? Are you thinking like that? What is your plan of action? Now, most of the time when somebody's talking about reacting to fire, the first thing a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm drawing my weapon, and if they have one. And that's okay if you're on a gun range. But there's a few other things you have to take into consideration if somebody is shooting at you, or if somebody's shooting in general, because that's what you're reacting to. Somebody shooting at you, or somebody shooting in your general vicinity. First of all, you need to be reacting to the fire. That means you have to identify the threat, and you have to move to cover as you are deploying your weapon, not deploy your weapon and then look for cover. If you have one and can return fire, you may have to do that as you move to cover, but you should be moving to cover. You need to learn, when you're moving to cover, there's a few things you need to employ, like dashing. You got to move fast. You got, not necessarily fast, but you got to move, okay? You got to be moving, because it's harder to shoot a moving target. You've got to be low. You got to keep low and present a smaller target. You got to find that cover. When you find that cover, if you've made it there intact, and if you have done all of the things that have kept you, and you're still in your first goal parameters of not getting shot, then you need to locate who your threat is, and then you need to return fire. You need to concentrate on winning the firefight if you have a firearm. As soon as you have located the threat, you need to start working on taking them down. You have to bring them, you have to bring to the fight sufficient fire and accuracy to take down the criminal or terrorist or incapacitate them or force them into cover so that you can extract yourself out of the situation. If you have been incapacitated or if you make it to a safe area, you have to then start reorganizing because the plan just shifted. You just shifted. So, and all of these things are things you've got to consider. And you need to consider this on a separate basis for everywhere you go. You've got to consider this for when you're in the car. For example, most people that when they're driving up in a, like say, to a stoplight, they pull right up to the bumper. The person behind them pulls right up to the bumper. If something unfolds in front of you, you are going to have to get out of your car. Now, a car is not reliable 100% hard cover, to be sure, but you're going to have to get out of your car. That means you're going to be moving slower. Do you think about that? Do you think, well, maybe I need to leave a little bit of a gap to where if I have to get going. Now, you can't really do that much behind you, right? I get that. I get that. But do you ever think about that when you're driving around? When you are in, say, a restaurant and it is really packed tight. You know, some restaurants are tiered. You can be at different tiers as far as height. You can be at different levels. I always try to have be on the upper level simply because that means that if somebody's coming into that restaurant, instead of me shooting through a crowd, I'm going to be shooting over some heads first. That takes a lot of this whole crossfire stuff out of the play. You have to consider that when you're starting to line up a sight. You have to figure out what is cover. Cover from sight versus cover from fire. Cover from fire is going to protect you. It's going to keep the bullets from hitting you. Cover from sight just means they don't see, but they can shoot through it. So, all of these things that I just brought up, this is all something that you've got to consider, and please take this in consideration as you move forward in your training. Consider it over Labor Day. We'll expand on that. We'll expand on that at a later time. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll get to it in this show. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, I built this thing called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, and I thought I was being especially clever. One of my friends actually used the same bag and made a YouTube video of it. And he probably did a better job of building the bag than I did. Mine was functional, but it was very clumsy. Enter the G-Code Contact Series and the Traveler's Bag. And I've got a bag that's smaller. I've got a bag that's more functional. I got a bag that's completely only designed to welcome ISIS or anybody else who's coming down the street in that sort of mindset. More elegant and more lethal. That's what I like. It's one of the gentleman's elements of the 21st century. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, as I look at, you know, one of my big problems is the low-info voter. The low-info voter gets their information from the magical box. They seem to gravitate to things like TMZ and Entertainment Tonight, and even Fox has their Fox 411 where they have this little tabloid thing. The tabloids are what sells things. The Cardassians, you know, the Cardassians get out there, and Miley Cyrus gets out there, and they're always publishing stuff where they're basically nude, and they put it up there, and everybody's like, how scandalous. What a courageous person. Now we see this, and this has nothing to do with guns, but this has to do with the low info voter, and this is the conundrum you and I face as voters and engaged citizens in these United States. And it's coming from both sides. This is a tennis game from hell. One side completely, there's a little bit of innocence involved in it. They're young and stupid. But you know, I know exactly where they got this from. So they're just mimicking. But this is a story of Cormega Copening. He's a 17-year-old North Carolinian, and he's facing 10 years in prison for sexually exploiting a minor himself. Copening and his 16-year-old girlfriend are legally able to consent to have sex in the state of North Carolina. North Carolina and New York share this little detail at 16. And because they are 16 years old and, you know, they are besieged and pounded daily with sexual imagery, so the fact that they may be a little curious about it, should that escape anybody? It doesn't escape me. So they have sent over their phones, their camera phones, their smartphones with cameras, they have sent new pictures of themselves via text. Now, in the case of young Mr. Copening, after he sent them, he kept them on his phone. Now, Copening and his girlfriend, who's been identified as Brianna Denson, that's what they've done. That's all they've done. They sent nude pictures of each other to each other. And Cormega Copening kept his pictures of himself on his phone. Now, no one else saw these pictures until local authorities searched Cormega's phone. And this is where it begins to get a little muddy for me. Did young Cormega Copening mimic his low-info heroes out there in the world of media? He sure did. Why were the cops looking at his phone? Well, why was that? Local news reports claimed it had nothing to do with the sexed messages themselves, and the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department has not responded to a request for comment. According to people that know, there's no record of a search warrant being issued for Copening's phone. Both teens are charged with sexual exploitation. Denson pleaded guilty to a lesser charge and has been given 12 months probation. Copening is still facing 2 counts of second-degree sexual exploitation and 3 counts of third-degree exploitation. The third-degree charges, which constitute a majority of the total charges, actually stem from the pictures Copening had of himself. Now, there's a few implications here that goes beyond the youthful stupidity, okay? Apparently, young Mr. Copening doesn't own himself. He cannot take a picture of himself naked and own it. Even if he's not showing it to anybody else, he can't have it. From the standpoint of the law, he is not free to keep sexually provocative pictures, even if they depict himself. From the legal standpoint. Now, of course, Copening will be charged as an adult, because if you can do the deed, you can be charged with the deed, right? He can be charged as an adult at 16. It's generally not a really great idea to exchange photos on the interwebs once that's out there in data somewhere or another. It's going to stay out there forever. And yet, he's being charged with exploiting a minor as an adult, but he's the minor. How do you get charged for being both at the same time? I know you can be white and identify as black, and I know you can be male and identify as female. How do you bridge that time gap and you're both a minor and an adult? Welcome to the low info world. These are the people that sit back and listen to the gun grabbers that will tell them, well, you know, in order to be safe, everybody needs to be disarmed. And they'll go, You know, is sexting bad? Sure. Are consensual, non-shared sex between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, is that criminal? In what world is that criminal? They're not out there making the world safer from a sexual deviant. And they're saying you're both an adult and a minor. How does that work? Cormega, we're having to charge you with sexual exploitation of a minor. But I only had pictures of myself, Your Honor. Exactly. Exactly. And we're going to have to charge you as an adult. I thought you said I was a minor. No! Not another word, or you're going to have contempt of court, too, boy. This is one of the things that I sit back and I lament. Southeast is a very sophisticated region nowadays. We have all kinds of, a lot of industry has escaped here because there's more right-to-work states here. And then we have something like this, which is so asinine, just in its setup. 16-year-old charged for exploiting a minor, charged as an adult. The minor is himself. No wonder the rest of the world looks at the southeastern area and says, what a bunch of rubes, because this kind of stuff makes the news. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of before. If this kid was running around, he was a sexual predator, okay, throw the book at him, but no. This was not a criminal action. That's item number one. Item number two, it's stupid to charge one person and you can charge him as an adult for exploiting himself as a minor. Every time I say that, I get the beginnings of a headache. And I know everybody's going, well, you know, Bill, you're sort of going off track there. This is called lock and load. This is the world we exist in where the people that want gun control, these are the ones that want the gun control that live in that world. Where they mimic the Cardassians and the Miley Cyruses. If I went too far off the reservation, my apologies. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SACROWEDGY.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is a holster that is the entire line. They have a lifetime warranty. It's modularity personified. There's nowhere you cannot mount the RTI wheel or the RTI attachment, the rapid transition interface, if you will. That's what makes them so modular. Now, the indestructibility of them, because they are made with a very heavy grade of Kydex, it's actually quite shrewd to have a lifetime warranty on something that's indestructible, isn't it? That's the conundrum you face when buying G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The whole Core Mega Copening story there, that leads me to this point here as we close the week. And by the way, like I said, it'll be a rebroadcast on Labor Day. I'm not going to be laboring on Labor Day, so you guys don't need it. Those same people that think that it is that whole story about Core Mega Copening is a low-info nightmare. Nobody's pointing out, well, you know, who got the warrant to search his phone? Who said he could search his phone? How do you do this? How do you charge him with this and this at the same time? And, you know, nobody's saying any of this. This is a low-info nightmare. These are the same stupid people that are involved in all of this that are sitting back. Unless they're looking at that article, if you were looking at that story and you're not scratching your head going, I don't understand any of this. Okay, welcome to my world. Anybody that gets out there is going, uh-huh, okay, these are the low-info people. They're the ones that think that gun control would apply equally across the board. This is our issue here. They do not understand that some will not obey the law. That does do, and the end result leaves the law-abiding at the mercy of the law-breaking. Law-breaking will actually look at that as a stupendous boost to their enterprise. This is why they go to the gun-free zones. Wicked people, wicked, evil people want to disarm us. And they use various kinds of a verbal subterfuge to try to disguise their intent to promote this gun control. And I don't think that they're stupid, though. I think they're evil. But whether they're evil or stupid, gun control promoters are, they're dangerous for us. They're dangerous for America as a whole. John Snyder said if citizens really want to make our country great again, we can call a halt to gun control. Actually, citizens of the United States can make America great again if people follow a few good ideas, according to John Snyder. The United States must abandon the pie-in-the-sky financial policies and embrace solid ones. For far too long, the United States has been following economic policies that lessen American productivity and produce an ever-expanding level of debt. Our country has to straighten out its financial situation. On other important matters, our country needs to make significant changes as well. I'll give you an example of a bad financial policy. Climate change. Now, we've already outsourced the majority of manufacturing to China. China's never going to sign on to climate change. And these companies here in the United States that are making money are never going to abandon their business. So the jobs will continue to go away. Pollution will continue unabated. Because you know what? Air moves. Water moves. Just because we aren't doing it doesn't mean somebody else isn't. We did it for a long time and nobody else did. We had our industrial revolution a while back. Now other countries are coming up to speed. China, India, the BRIC nations, Russia, China, India, and Brazil. Brazil is drilling deep water that makes deep water horizon look like a pond. So, I mean, while we don't do it, somebody else is, and they're making the money. And we sit by, and then we buy their product. Because we're not going to do without the product. So, there's your whole thing about bad economic policy. Now, if you wanted to get out there and if certain laws stopped everything, why couldn't we pass a law to stop Islamic terrorism? That would stop everything, wouldn't it? There would be no more ISIS and no more Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda, and Gitmo would just fall into a sinkhole, all this other stuff. That's because laws only affect law-abiding people, you know? The ones that are the evil people, they're evil because they break laws to begin with. John Snyder says we must reaffirm the personal values upon which the greatness of our country rested. We have to reaffirm our traditional Judeo-Christian moral values and make America great again. I'm not against any of that. Not against it at all. We have to do this. We have no choice but to do this now. No choice whatsoever. We may be able to pull it back gradually, although I really don't see that happening right now. I really don't see that happening. Even Trump is beginning to show his Achilles heel. He got asked some questions on the Hugh Hewitt radio show about foreign policy, and he said these were gotcha questions. I hate to tell you, poll front runner, when you become the poll front runner, you need to sort of raise your game. You need to go ahead and start filling your staff up with people besides the guys making your ball cap. This is what leads me to disappointment with every one of these guys. They always they reveal their chink in their armor. So, you know, now the guy that's actually addressing certain things is out there showing his, you know, getting out there and saying a foreign policy issue is a gotcha question. You need to just say, I don't know yet, but I'm going to find out. Which is just, that's completely honest. In the chat room, my man Musco is saying, 4 out of 5 voices in my head say I don't need medication. That's my man there. He keeps me honest. Anyway, we can be great. But it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck proposition, folks. I have taken a lot of... And I'm not backing down from this, okay? I'm not backing down from this. If we have an election where I can look at it and I see the high 80 percentile has voted, then I can sit back and if it doesn't turn out the way I want it, I can either start looking at a whole lot of rampant voter fraud, which I know occurs in batches. I know that occurs in batches. I don't know if it occurs enough to make a difference. Okay. And when I see that, though, I'll be willing to sit back and say, okay, this stuff is, in fact, fixed. When you have a 30-some-odd percent turnout nationwide, and then everybody that's sitting back and says, well, you know, I didn't vote on principle, but the election was fixed, that's like looking at Cormega Kopening, who's being charged as an adult for exploiting a minor who's himself. How do you not participate in the process and then say it's fixed because it doesn't turn out the way you think it should have? Now, I'm not saying, you know, in America today, okay, in America from all days, we were all made equal. We all have the right to vote. And if you don't vote, that doesn't mean you don't have a right to complain. But if I'm getting out there and I'm advocating that everybody vote, you know, I'm saying let's jump into the fight. Let's start it there. I'm not saying that's the whole fight. I'm just saying that that's where we start the fight. It may have to expand. It may have to get a little bit rougher. It may go outdoors. But let's start it as peacefully as we can. And if we can't make it happen that way, then we may have to look at other means. But if we're looking at a 30%, 30-some-odd percent turnout nationwide in the voting, and everybody's sitting back saying, up, it's fixed! If only 30-some-odd percent turns up, I don't know how many dead people voting and how many nobody voted for them in Philadelphia. Is it actually going to matter if that many people don't show up? This means a great many things. This means you got to stop looking at exit polls where they've got 0.5% of the vote coming in. We've declared Hillary Clinton the winner. That's designed to get you not to vote if you're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. You got to throw a vote out there somewhere in this next presidential election, whether it's for my side or not. Because we're in ideological combat. And if you're going to get out there and say, I am a Second Amendment warrior, that means you got to show up for the fight. Back again live on Tuesday. Everybody have a very good Labor Day. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.